Yeah, Patrick Jones.
Patrick, yeah.
Okay, and you coordinate this event, Hogwarts events.
No, I just did the creative writing sessions.
Ah, right, okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so what was involved in that then?
Okay. Yeah, basically I went into just pretty much all the primary schools in the area, and using the Paul Robeson's story and his ideas and what he believed in as a starting point to share with the children. And then I gave them lots of little ways into writing, some about Paul Robeson and his life, but also, more importantly, I think it was also about their reaction to certain issues like racism, freedom, peace, justice in their lives, you know. So they wrote about bullying, they wrote about migrants coming over and how we should treat people, and they wrote some fantastic poems, really, and shared them tonight with such confidence. So it really quite inspiring, really, and for me to go into the schools and hear what they've got to say about the world was just as important perhaps as me sharing poems with them. So it's just been a great project, started a tiny little seed. And here we are, celebrating Paul Robeson's life and a lot of big issues that I think concern us all.
How were you taken back with the knowledge and their understanding of what's going on in the world?
I definitely think so. This one lad, lovely lad, he said about the Middle East we were talking about, and he said, I think they should all grow up. And I thought, that's just such a simple way. And so right, you know, he knew about all the current affairs and issues. And I think they have a purity and they have an innocence. But in one way, yes, tarnished in a way by how much war we see. But I think they're dealing with it, and I think they talk about it, and I think our education system can accommodate that, really, and give them a voice, perhaps. And this project, I think, was about giving that platform as well, so they could share those views. And some quite harsh, hard-hitting poems, you know, but why not? That's what it's about, isn't it, you know?
Do you think their children are more inspired now from the sessions that you've done with them?
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully they realise we're all poets and they can just be very creative in their writing from an artistic point of view. And then from that, thought processes and things that we talked about, that it gave them perhaps the confidence to stand up for what they believe in and to talk about some things they want to talk about, really, in the world. But also that inner confidence to, you know, to be who they want to be. I think that comes out in Paul Robeson's story, and stand up and say, I want to be a teacher, or I'm going to be a writer, or a dancer. So I think it's a marvellous project. I've been really inspired, you know, myself, and I think it's just great. And tonight there's a lovely culmination of all these voices.
And also as well, are you involved in any other projects with this exhibition?
No, it's only the one at the moment. Okay. Yeah, I think it may go to another place after, but I'm not sure what that, because it's done on a very limited budget, you know. It's not a huge amount of money, which again gives it that real specialness, I think, that people really gravitate towards. And it needs a lot of commitment, really, from the schools and people like Beverly Humphreys to make it work, which is, yeah, so it's a lovely sort of template to see how something could really work, I think, in schools and in the wider community.
What have you thought about Beverly? Because she's obviously put a lot of time and energy into it.
I don't know how she does it. Yeah, she is, every year, I think she gets brighter and more sparkly. She doesn't seem to ever get tired, and I meet a lot of people in the drama world, and I work, and there's a lot of people out there for their own ends and their own fame. Beverly just does it because, you know, like I said, her heart and her love for these issues and for children, and to give them a chance to be exposed to art and singing and dancing.